You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Hilchas Mezuzah. The first shir in this topic of Hilchas Mezuzah is going to be a discussion of how big the room has to be, with special application to small rooms, specifically closets, hallways. There will be some surprises that might come your way. Things that you thought were definitely the most important mezuzah in your house, all of a sudden you realize it's not even chayv and mezuzah, it might have been a bracha levatala. But we'll get there in a few minutes. But first we'll have one word of background. The word of background is not a meseches mezuzah, because there is no meseches mezuzah. Although the Rishonim, when they compiled halachas, the poskim, when they compiled halachas, the Rif specifically, he, in the end of Menachos, puts together his Hilchos Mezuzah, all in one set. And the Rush, by the way, is not a parish, is not a, it does not go libra de Gemara. The commentary of the Rush is not something that follows the pattern of the Gemara. It looks like it does, it smells like it does, but it really doesn't. The Rush really follows the Rif. The Rif follows the Gemara many times, most often, not always. So whenever you see the Rush, he's really commenting not on the Gemara, but on the Rif. So therefore, following the pattern of the Rif, the Rush also has what he calls Maseches Mezuzah, which we'll see among a number of Maseches Ketanos that the Rif sets up, and we'll see where that comes in to play a little bit in a moment from now. But now let's begin from the main source in Shas as far as the shear of Vos Haste Abayis. What constitutes, what size constitutes a bias, and this is going to be a nafka mina for numerous halachas, most specifically, we're just beginning now, most specifically for sukkah. This is a gemara right at the beginning of sukkah, so you might have seen it before. We have machlokas, Rebbe and Chachamim, it's actually three-way machlokas, what the minimum size of a sukkah must be. Rebbe Omer, in source number one, Gimel Amud Aleph, kol sukkah shei ba'aba amos arba amos, psula. Rebbe is of the opinion that you need dearest if I remember correctly, and therefore it has to be dalan amos ay dalan amos. Chacham omrim no, afilo ena machzek is el rosh of rubo ksheir machlokas beishamim beishil. If it's just rosh of rubo, rosh of beishulchanu, fine. Says the Gemara, man tana lahod the tana rabbanon. Who's the tana who taught the following brayse? This is the brayse is really going to be the key for hilchos mezuzah. Bayis shem bo arba amos arba amos. If you have a small room, small house, Potter, let's start listing them. Min ha-mezuzah, number one. Min ha-makeh, number two. You don't have to put up a railing on your porch. Number three, veinu matamei b'negayim. It's too small to have all the halachas that we learn about in Hilchos Tumas Habatim. Number four, einu nechlat b'batei orichom. All the halachas that apply, that if you buy a house that's in the fortified wall itself, that once you buy it, even though other real estate purchasers have the option of, after 50 years, to go back to the original owner at Yovel. Here, this house is too small to have the halachas of a bayis bebatei orichoma. And number five, ein chozer lo me'orchei hamelchama. If you build a house that's so small, you're not going to have the opportunity to come back from, you know, to save yourself from going to war. Number six, ein ma'arvin bo. If you're part of a mavui, if you're part of a chatzer, you want to join together with other participants to make what we call an Erev Chatzeros and the like. If you have a house that's so small, then it's not going to count as a house. So that presumably tells you that we're going, like, if all these things need four amos, so that's going like Rebbe by Sukkah, who also says you need four amos. Look at the second Rashi. Rashi says, it must be that if you need four amos for all these other halachas of bias. Now, what's fascinating is, you see that the Torah's word bias is a very significant word. You define that one word, and you're going to have nafkaminas, so whatever we're going to learn tonight, potentially, might have hashlachos to a good 7-8 dinim d'oraisa. When we have to figure out, where am I going to have a makah, where do I have to, when I speak Lashon Hara, is my house going to become tameh, and all these other, I mean, they're not so common, to be honest, you know, bati arichoma, and Chozim Yorchei Melchama and Nigei Batim are not the most common shilas that I've gotten in the past 8 months or 9 months that I'm here. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, says Rashi, maybe ki heichi d'michshei b'sukkah, just like they say that a sukkah could be very small, alma dirahi, it's considered a dira, v'hu adin l'chomi l'debayis. Maybe all other areas in the Torah where you need a bias, Maybe this small size would also suffice. Says the Gemara, no. Afil Tamar Rabbanan. This braisa that says that it has to be at least dalet al dalet is going to apply according to everybody. Why? Because when the Rabbanan say you could have a very small size, that's only linear sukkah, the diras arayi. Aval gabi bayis, the diras kevahu. I feel a bana modu that you have to have in order to be considered a proper bias, the dearest kev of a real house, it has to have 4 amos. If you have 4x4, dairi bayanshi, below, lo dairi bayanshi. And that's the conclusion. And then the next line just cites the various psukim. Rashi in the next Gemara cites the various psukim where you see the word bias in reference to mezuzah, in reference to going to war, in reference to selling your house and letting go free in Yovel, in reference to going to back Meirchei Melchama. So before that was the first introduction that we have in Shas to have what defines the size of a bias. But before we go on, the next Rambam, I would like to learn together the Rambam that is the Rambam of all Rambams. Why is it the best Rambam in the entire Yad HaChazaka? Because in one halacha, he basically tells you every single halacha of Hilchos Mezuzah. And all of Hilchos Mezuzah is summarized in 3 lines. Every last detail is summarized in 3 lines. It happens to be that every word of this Rambam could have a whole perek to explain, and will have almost a whole perek to explain what each word means. Yaakov, if you could just bring that to Shapiro, a sheet.
Sure.
So says the Rambam. Now, why is this Rambam so important? This Rambam is going to basically say that there are 10 conditions that a room must have in order to be worthy of a mezuzah. And obviously, each one of these could be explained very at great length. Let's see these 10. Some of these will be interesting, some of these will be obvious. Asar Tanaim. 10 conditions yesh bebayis, v'acharkach yischayv hadarbo laslos l'mezuzah. Once you have these 10 conditions, then the inhabitant will be obligated to put up a mezuzah on his door. And if you're missing one of the 10, v'chisa t'nai achad mehen, potem min ha-mezuzah. Let's see what these are. V'elei, number 1, shiyebo abba amos al abba amos l'yos. That's at least 4x4 amos. Otherwise, it doesn't require mezuzah at all. Shetien alo shtei mezuzah, says 2 doorposts. V'yela mashka, if it has to have a descending, what would you call that in English? What? A lintel? That's, thank you. It's yellow tikra, the roof, the room cannot be an open room. If you have let's say you have a gate around your house. If you have a gate around your house, a gate around your garden, that gate, that room is not covered with a roof. And therefore, even though you have a big, strong gate, that's even if the walls are 10 tefachim high, which would be considered a mechitza, it will not be obligated to have a mezuzah because there's no roof there.
A sukkah doesn't have a mezuzah.
A sukkah is a bayis arayi. That's correct.
The gate to a
city, we'll have to see. That's going to be a different gemara. Yeah, that we'll have to talk about. That's a whole different gemara. Yeah, this is talking about a bayis. Shari Yafo has a big mezuzah made out of a what's it called, ishel? A tank shell. Yeah, they took a hollow tank shell.
There's a
guardhouse
there.
That's
the door is the
guardhouse.
That could be.
Even a gate to your house. So I don't know if it's chayv mezuzah. There you go. I told you there'd be some interesting things. For yellow delosos, it has to have doors. In other words, if you have a room in your house, or probably 2/3 of the rooms on your first floor, if not most of the rooms on your first floor, probably don't have doors. According to the Rambam, they're not obligated in mezuzah.
We do.
But yeah, shar gavoh asar tvach miyoser. The height, of course, has to be tvachim. V'yeh bayis chol. It can't be a holy house. We learn that from a pasuk, which we'll see some other time, hopefully, like a shul, a beis medrash, and the like. V'yeh also the diras adam, as opposed to other inhabitants that are non-human. V'yeh also diras kavod, as opposed to bathrooms, mikvahs, and laundry rooms could be a good question. Could be a difference between laundry rooms of old and laundry rooms of today, because nowadays our clothes aren't really dirty when we wash them. You know, you wore your socks for 18 hours, and all of a sudden they have to be cleaned. I assume in the olden days, I mean, not just socks, everything we wear for 18 hours. In the olden days, you peeled it off. When it peels off, and it doesn't peel, then you know you have to take it off. Finally, Vasudir is Kevin. It has to have this kva characteristic. But now, let's start with... It doesn't say here that it has to be yours. Why? Because that's an explicit kavara. Who has to put up the mezuzah? The landlord or the tenant? The tenant. Chavas hadarahu. It's not a chiyuv that it has to be yours. It has to be that you're living there.
What if it's a furnished apartment?
If you rent a furnished apartment, then even though the landlord provides the furnishings, it's still the obligation of the tenant to put up his own mezuzah. Says the Halacha Beis, now we're going to divvy up this very jam-packed Rambam that had 10 different mini-halachas in it. We're going to now elaborate at least on the first. The Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos. What I want to ask, before we see this Rambam, is, Rabosei, we have at least one accountant here. We have a math professor. We have two accountants. We have people who know math. What happens if you have 4x4? What's 4x4? 4 times 4 is?
16.
So 16. So what are the other factors? What about 8x2? What about 16x1? What happens if I have a hallway in my house that goes the entire length of my house? It just happens not to be 4 amos wide. But it's the main artery of my whole house. Let's say in network, you have an office building, and there's a hallway that goes a block long. But it's only the width of, I don't know, it's 5 feet wide or so. Which I think for a hallway is sufficient, 6 feet wide. That's not 4 amos wide. 4 amos, let's assume an atom is about 1.5 feet. So 6 feet, a little bit more than 6 feet. So if you have a very long hallway that's only 5 feet wide, it's well more than 16 square feet, but it's not going to be dalet al dalet. So the question is, will that room have a chiyuv of mezuzah? Now, why is this important? Let me tell you how every single apartment in Washington Heights is configured. You walk into the door of the apartment. There's a short hallway, about 4 feet long. On your right is a closet, on your left is a closet. That's why it's a hallway, not a wide room. Then after you get through this hallway with a closet on each side, you open up to the living room or dining room, whatever you open up to. That's how all the apartments are in Washington Heights, including my own. That means that that room, as you enter the apartment, in other words, my front door, is open to what?
A hallway.
A room that's a hallway.
It's open to your house, though, too. It's also open to your house.
So let's learn together, and we'll figure out what to do. And says the Rambam, "Bayis she'en lo arba amos l'arba amos patim in hamezuzah." If you don't have 4x4, it's patim. Fine. Now, adds the Rambam to clarify, what does 4x4 mean? Does 4x4 mean 16 square feet, or does it mean a minimum of 4 on each direction? If you have in it, that word kedel rabeya is a very difficult word to translate, but let's see if we can figure it out from context. If you have to square off 4x4 b'shave, afal pishu agol, even if it's really circular, even if it's a circular room, it doesn't have to be a square room, obal chamish zavios, otherwise known as a pentagon. Ve'ein sarech lomar shimhaya arko yeser al rachbo. Explicit. Arko yeser rachbo, it's long, it's a rectangle. Ho'o v'yesh bo l'rabeya, since it has, again that word I can't translate, since it could square off in it, arba amos, chayev b'mezuzah. So it's a little bit, enigmatic. How to read these words? What does he mean? If it has, even if it's it's a rectangle, it's not a square. As long as you could square off in it 4x4, it's chayav and mezuzah.
It's square. You can't
put a 4x4.
Let's see if the Rush learns like you or not. Let's see how to learn this Rambam. The Rush is going to take his side. But before we see the Rush, we're going to pause for a minute to read one line of Rif, to see the Rif's Girsa and the Gemara that we learned together about 4 minutes ago. You remember the Gemara said that a bias that has to be chayev and mezuzah and maka and bayis and batei rechom and all the other halachas has to be 4x4. Well, let's see. Look at the gears of the Rif. Garsina b'suka tanabon bayis she'ein bo. Look at the next 5 words. Dalet amos al dalet amos. What does that gears sound like? Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos.
Four.
Sounds like you need four this way and you need four the other way. Says the Rush.
Is that true by Sukkah? If you need four by Sukkah, would a two by eight work?
One might ask the same question, but let's ask that question in a few minutes. Kasinim b'sukkah. Tan Rabbana. Bayis Shein Bo, this is the Rush talking. Now remember, I told you that the Rush is not a commentary on the Gemara, and here it's explained. Here you see it, because there's no Gemara. It's just Hilchos Mezuzah of the Rif, and on that you have the Halachas Tanas of the Rush, also on Hilchos Mezuzah, explaining, you know, commenting on the Rif's Halachas. Kasinim b'sukkah. So he starts with a Girsa focus. Now he's going to say, if you look in a Gemara, says Rosh, inksiv ela bayashem bo arba amos. It doesn't say 4 by 4, it just says bayashem bo arba amos. All the Sfarim just say, all the Gemaras that we have just say arba amos. But the Rif had a girsa, arba amos by arba amos. I see some of you turning back.
The Gemara in Sukkah says Arba Amos.
Thank you. Exactly. By the way, the Gemara in Sukkah has this girsa of 4 by 4. Not like the Rush says all of our Gemaras have us. So obviously, we don't have the girsa of the Rush. The Rush says all of the girsas that I have. It just says a house that has 4 amos, not 4 by 4. And that's going to be very significant because look what it says.
Even the Rif says that, by the way.
That's what he's coming off. He's saying the Rif's gears is 4 by 4, not like our Gemara's. Exactly.
Same thing.
The Rif says 4 by 4. It says Rush, that's not what all of our Gemara's say. That's correct. The Gemara that you have on the first page that I quoted for you, the Gemara that you have, is not what the Rush says all the other Gemara's say. The Rush did not have this gears in the Gemara. The Gemara you see in front of you is not the gears that the Rush had. The Rush had a girsa that is just 4 amos.
No, he says Arba Amos, all Arba Amos. In the Rosh.
That's the Rif.
In the Gemara, B'sukkah.
That's he's quoting the Rif, right? He's quoting the Rif.
Okay, and then, B'sukkah, he says.
He's quoting the Rif. The first line is quoting the Rif. Remember, the Rosh is not a commentary on the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh is a commentary on the Rif. The first line of the Rosh does what? He does nothing but quote the Rif. After he quotes the Rif, the first line again is the Rif. Look word for word of the first line of the Rosh and the line of the Rif. You'll see he's just quoting the Rif word for word. You see that? The Gemara is not a commentary on the Gemara. It's a commentary on the Rif. After he quotes the Rif, he makes his own comment. Says the Rush now in the second line. Afal pisha b'chol sfarim, not like ours, but says the Rush. Ain't siv kein el beis shein bo arba amos. Doesn't say amos al arba amos. Nevertheless, the Rif of Alfis Koras shein bo arba amos al arba amos. Why did the Rif change the common Gemara and added to a double phrase of arba amos al arba amos? Demistaber to teach you. Delo chazi ledira b'inyan acher. It's not chazi ledira if you have a hallway that's 3 feet wide and 70 feet long. Could you live like that? When I grew up in Flatbush on 19th Street and Avenue J, there was a house across the street from me. And it was like a very funny house. I don't know how they got it. Maybe a guy had a little bit of a larger plot and he wanted to, you know, develop real estate. So he built, there's a regular house. Next to it is a house that's just a half a house. It's about the width of a bed. I mean, in Manhattan they have these, like certain kinds of brownstones. They're like incredibly now. You could just fit the width of a bed or a couch and not anything more, not anything wider. But the whole house is 3 stories high. And it's like, you know, there's one window on each floor.
Skinny people.
Coming down. Frisky, yeah, very skinny people, yeah. So, says the Rosh, is that Chazi Ladira? Could you live there? If you need to be something Roy Ladira, if you can't even, you know, reach out and stretch and yawn like this, you can't even reach your arms out. How are you going to call that Roy Ladira? What do you mean, but it's 500 square feet? It's 3,000 square feet. Yeah, but the configuration is such that it's very, very, very long, but incredibly narrow. You can't even lie down sideways.
I can prove that from the Mormon Sukkah that it can't be that way. The Shida has to be Rashi Ruba, 7 by 7. With 49 by 1 work, it will be Rashi Ruba. There we say what has to fit into it. Rashi Ruba wouldn't fit into 49 by 1. It's 7 by 7, Tvachim, it would fit in. So the proof of the Gemara itself that.
We could talk about that afterwards. Yesh Ladun. So says the Rosh in the first part of the underlying line, he says, Misvara, Mistaber, it's a Svara, that Lo Chazodir Ben Yonacher. You have to have a minimum of 4 on one side and four on the other side. Don't give me your multiplication. Don't give me your square feet of footage. Don't give me your area, your formula for, you know, length times width equals area in square feet. No, that's square footage doesn't help me. It doesn't make something chaz l'dira. Says the Rosh. Udelo kemosha kosav harambam zal. Because now look how he's going to be learning the Rambam. I don't know if you and I would have learned the Rambam, but now says the Rosh, say I learned in the Rambam, Shim haya orko yosra rachpo, hol v'yesh po l'rabbe arba amos arba amos chayev mezuzah. The Rosh is understanding that that enigmatic lashon of the Rambam that we learned a few minutes ago means that even if it's, as long as you have the square footage, you're going to be chayev in a mezuzah. I, says the Rosh, hold that no, it's not Roy Ladira. It's not comfortable. You can't stretch out there. You can't lie down in both directions. You can only lie one way, not the other way. That's not Chazi Ladira. You can't put a couch in this in this long hallway. As opposed to the Rambam, who says, the way he's understanding the Rambam, the way the Rosh understands the Rambam, that if it's a long hallway that's very narrow, as long as it's 60 square amos, it's kosher. Let's pause here. What do we have? We have a gigantic, ginormous machlokas. All the hallways in your house, Rabbi Osai, are subject to machlokas, Rosh and Rambam. Every hallway in your house, more than that, which we'll talk about in the following permutation at the end of this year. What happens when I lived in Washington Heights? We had, I think, what they call a galley kitchen. We don't have here everybody has open kitchens. But in Washington Heights, in an apartment, you have a hallway. On your right side is the one counter, on your left side is another counter. You stand in the middle. You have your refrigerator and your stove on one side, on your right, and you have on one side of the hallway, and you have your sink and whatever else on the other side of the hallway, and you have a small area to walk in between them. So the whole length of that hole, it's really a hallway, just with all the things that you need to make a kitchen.
How do you count the walk?
That's what we're going to talk about. What about the cabinetry? That's going to be the end of this year if you see the last few Maimakamas. We'll get there hopefully later. Okay, so there it's not even a hallway there, it's a kitchen. What about a bathroom? Every bathroom in your house, is it 6 feet wide? If we want to be machmir, like a chazanish, 4 amas, like is it 7, 8 feet wide?
Yeah,
you're right, I'm sorry, of course. Correct. We're going to have this discussion when we talk about walk-in closets, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. Walk-in closets, you could walk in, but they're not 7 feet wide. By 7 feet wide, that's already a pretty big closet. So, I mean, it could be 7 feet long, it's normal, but to have 7 feet in...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
They quoted a Rosh Girsa, the Gemara, that Ein Bo Arba Amos. What does that mean, 2x2?
No, he understands that it means a square footage. No, he means Arba Amos means each dimension must be 4 amos. Each dimension must be 4 amos. He's saying...
He's saying...
What
does that mean?
That you don't need on each dimension. You just need a 4 amos. It means as long as it's a 16. You don't need in each dimension.
He's
not doing square. Everyone holds you need 16 amos. The question is, must there also be an additional requirement of 4 on each side?
Ein
Bo Arba Amos means it has to be a dimension of 4 amos, but of course, squared, which will be 16. But they don't have to be actually. He's understanding the lashon of 4 amos by 4 amos, meaning a minimum of 4 on one side and a minimum of 4 on the other side. As opposed to 16 square amos, which could be 2 times 8.
So that way it's more open to interpretation for a 4x4.
4x4 is not open to interpretation. 4x4 is a minimum 4 here, a minimum 4 there. Okay. So how should we pass? Can we have a gigantic machlokas raging right now if every single hallway in your house is near a mezuzah? So what are we going to do in this machlokas? There's a lot of money riding on this. If you have 4 hallways, that's a few hundred dollars. Says number 6, Zok the Beis Yosef. How do we, he brings the, Beis Yosef of course brings the Rambam, he brings the Rosh. How do we pass? L'Idin Halacha, Zok Moreno, Rav Yosef Karo, Naktinan Karambam. Why? Because everybody holds like the Rambam, that all you need is square footage. No one holds like this Rosh. To Lo Poligale Ela HaRosh. To anyone who argues on the Rambam and says you need an actual 4 on each side, that's only the Rosh, one guy. everybody else in the world holds like the Rambam that you just look at square footage, and therefore 8x2 would be chayev. So what about this lashon that the Rush was bringing as a proof? Don't make such a big deal. We're not going to go into that point. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. How does the Shulchan Aruch talk of Paskin? Well, of course, the same person as Beis Yosef. Look at the beautiful lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's going to be basically very similar to, of course, the Rambam, like who we Paskin. By Hashem, Dal Ramas Al Dal Ramas Potter. Okay, what does that mean? V'miyesh b'kedel Rabeya. To square off. Dal Ramas Al Dal Ramas B'shove. Afal Pisha Orchel Yoser Al Rochba Oshu Ogol Obal Hazavios Chayav. So he's holding, again, the word Rabeya is a hard word to really translate clearly. But if it's 16 square Amas, that's all you need. I don't care if it's 8x2, 16x1, 4x4, of course, you'll be Chayav. Says the Shach, wait a second, Mr. Mechaber, you're so confident? You said that you're going to just go straight like the Rambam? Says the Shach, you know what? You're saying, why does the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam that all you need is 16 square feet, 8x2, chayv and mezuzah? Because the only one who says otherwise is the Rush. Says the Shach, you know what? I found some others. I found the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the important Rishonim. Look at the second line of source number 8, the Shach and Hilchas Mezuzah, Reish Peivav Chav Kimel. Ava Be'emes, after the three dots, Gam, you'd say it's only the Rush says like this, that you need four on one side and four on the other side. No, Be'emes Gam Das Rabbeinu Yeruchim Karash. And not only that, but you know how the Rabbeinu Yeruchim concludes, V'chosav Shekein Tavsu Iker, that the Poskim, this is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one of the Rishonim, saying that the way we Paskin is like this, that you need four on one side and four on the other side. And therefore, Rabbo said, this is the halacha for hallways, al kenira, diyesh lekava below bracha. When you put up a mezuzah, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, that we paskin straight like the Rambam, and if it's 8x2, you go ahead and put it up, chayv mezuzah with the bracha, says the Shach, na'ah, because it's not just the Rosh, there's the Rosh, there's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that that's a real psak, and therefore it's a suffix. And therefore you should put it up without a bracha, or put up numerous mezuzahs and yivarech mitchil gamal acharas v'idayet gamal zu. So that's what we're coming out l'maskana for the first half of this year. When you have a room that's long and narrow, you will put up a mezuzah like the Shulchan Aruch says, but you will not make a bracha to be machmir for the Rush, who says that it has to be a minimum of four on each side. Any questions on the first half? Okay.
So midrashah, each room.
We're talking. Everything we said until now is deraisa.
So a house requires each room
a mezuzah,
or just a
mezuzah? Yes, a house requires a mezuzah in each room. When you think about a house, when you think about the Chafetz Chaim's house, the Chafetz Chaim didn't exactly have the maid's room and the pantry and. But yeah, we have a house with many houses inside of it. So now we're going to come up with a beautiful. Until now, we're talking about Midaraisa, we're talking about Halacha Lemaisa. I'm now going to introduce one Knech, which is a very important question, but it makes a lot of sense. This shear of Dalet by Dalet, where is that shear from? I want to know on a Daraisa level where it's from. I know that a mechitz is asar tefachim, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I know that lavud is gimel tefachim, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I know that I know that tofen akuma is dalid amos, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Where do I know dalid amos by dalid amos for the shir of habayis?
Everybody's kind is dalid amos.
What? Very good. That's how much you need to live, to stretch out. That's the makom shel adam, as you see elsewhere in halacha. Right? That's why you have something called the kinyan dalet amos derabanan, anything that's within the dalet amos of where you're standing. That might even be why, when it comes to, carrying on Shabbos outside of an area, if you can carry for 4 amos, not because it's a gzeiros hakos that says 4 amos.
That's your issue.
But that's just your space, that's your personal space. Yeah. So if that's the case, ask the Chamudi and Daniel the following question. Let's say I have a certain kind of house, And it is Ra'i L'Dira, it's kind of Dira, in a smaller area. We just said that you need four Amas, not because it says it anywhere in a Pasuk, but that's Ra'i L'Dira. What happens if I have a certain kind of house or a certain kind of room where it's Ra'i L'Dira, whatever its Dira is, even on a smaller scale? Could anyone think of a room that fulfills its potential, that fulfills its purpose 1,000%, despite the fact that it's smaller than Dalet Amos?
A stable.
It's smaller.
Well, the sukkah is
a stable.
A stable?
Yeah.
A stable. It can be stable. Human, though.
Much more common than a stable.
A laundry room.
A laundry room? That will just have to handle what's the status of a laundry room per se. I think it's much more common than a laundry room. A closet. Every closet is going to have this shiloh. A walk-in closet. If you reach in, the post can say any closet you just reach in, that's not chayim mitzvah. But a walk-in closet, let's discuss now. If it's dalet amos by dalet amos, if you have a beautiful, really one of those really nice walk-in closets, it's dalet amos by dalet amos that your wife has probably been pushing you to make, to build. So that's chayim mitzvah without a question. What happens if you have a walk-in closet that's not dalet amos by dalet amos?
Usually, that gets back into the question.
Okay, let's assume we're going to count the
shelves.
Well, what does Roy L'Dir mean? Roy L'Dir doesn't mean that you have...
You need a bed or you need to get a...
Roy L'Dir as Adam doesn't mean that you have to sleep in there. For example, you don't have to sleep in your kitchen. You don't have to sleep in your dining room. But Roy L'Dir means inhabitation. Inhabitation in your bedroom is sleeping, inhabitation in your dining room is sitting at a table, inhabitation in your kitchen is cooking up an omelet. Inhabitation in your mudroom is taking off your boots.
And inhabitation in my barn is taking care of my animals.
Okay, so, well, the barns are another shiloh. We're not up to barns. That's a whole different... So that would be maybe next week. We'll talk about barns. Says the Chamudi Daniel, which we'll see in a moment, if the whole reason why a small room is... That's not Xeris Akosif. It's a svar that the gather is. It has to be Roy L'Dira. Well, if this complete fulfills its inhabitants purpose in a smaller than Dalet Amos size, then maybe it can be chayev in a mezuzah. Okay, at least Rabbanon, it's a nice svara. Let's look at this Chamud Daniel. Says the Pesachet Shuvah on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Vav, Pesachet Shuvah Yir Aleph. B'sefer Chamud Daniel Chaf Yud K'sav Yad, Nireh, when do you say that you need Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, underline line? Davka beis dira tzarshi hei Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Aval beis shar. If you have a guard house by your front, right, you have a long driveway going up to your house, you have a little guard house at the entrance to your driveway. Umir peset. Oh, I don't have a house, I have an apartment in Florida with a little balcony. What is that balcony? A balcony is smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos. But it does all the balcony things that a balcony should do. You have a little table there, you have a little coffee table with 2 seats, you could sit and schmooze and read the paper and have your iced tea looking at all the people running down below. Vigina, you have I don't know what a base gina is, some kind of shed maybe.
A garden.
A hot house?
No, but we just said that if there's no roof, it shouldn't be chayv and mezuzah.
A greenhouse?
Okay, I feel less. So these things that fulfill their purpose, even though it's less than Dalet Amos, Chayavin. Now we'll just finish off with an obvious halach. V'onir b'mishi yesh l'bayis gadol. If you have a big house that has lots of little rooms, yesh l'chadar k'tana l'ani hashem chafaz, and the Chayavin b'mezuzah, that's called closets. So it says the Chumash Daniel, if you just reach into the closet that no one holds, you have to put a mezuzah. But if you have a walk-in closet, says the Chumash Daniel, walking closet, even though it's less than Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, must have a mezuzah. What is this called in English? A chumrah. This is the chumrah of the Chamudi Daniel. Very important chumrah. He's not telling you that it's chayev and mezuzah midaraisa, but as a chumrah, he's saying you're mechuyev. You should. It's proper. It's chayev to put a mezuzah. Yeah, I think he would say without a bracha. Yeah. I don't know what he would say. We would definitely not say a bracha. But even he, I'm not sure if
what
he means that.
What happens if you have a walk-in closet, but you have a few archways in the closet itself? So it goes one way, and then it goes the other way. It's like a little archway in the closet, something like that.
That's complicated. We're not up to that yet. That's mezuzah 1.2. We're not there yet. Now, this idea of the Chumash Daniel, the Rosh Hash, subscribes to it. He has a diuk in a Gemara somewhere else, you know, actually a Gemara nearby in Sukkah. The Gemara there is talking about certain kinds of little huts that's, even though they don't, you can't live in it, but it does what it needs to do for that hut. When you have, if you're going, what's it called, the hunting? Quail hunting, or pheasant hunting, or deer hunting, or whatever else hunting you want to go. I have a student from Alabama. So when he comes to New York City, he doesn't bring his guns with him. But at home, he says he has like 7 rifles in his house. It's normal, you know, it's par for the course in Alabama. So,
ice fishing.
Okay, fine, okay. You have a hunt for ice fishing. So the Gemara there in Sukkah says that in as far as a Sukkah is concerned, if it's roi for its purpose, even though it's small, maybe that could be a kosher sukkah, even if it would be smaller than the regular shear, but if it does its purpose, it's a burgening, it accomplishes what it needs to do, you only need a little hut, maybe that should be chayv, even less than the classical shear that a sukkah needs to be. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. On that, Gemara in Sukkah comments the Rishash, mizenirali, he applies that logic to mizvah zabayas. Nil debay shar ha-pasuch labayas. Techayv b'mizuzah afila ein bo dalad al-dalad. Telemil sechazi. It's worthy to for its whatever use this room ought to have. And it says, and I fataka found that in the Chamudi Daniel that we just saw.
What is a beis shar?
What?
What is a beis shar?
A beis shar, as far as I understand, is if you look at these very big estates, there's a gate at the beginning of the driveway that drives up to the estate. Right next to the gate is a guardhouse.
Garden.
So there are different ways you could configure it. You could have a guardhouse that's directly at the front door, or at the gate. Those are the two possibilities. Okay, fine. Now, the other important shita, as far as walk-in closets, is a very difficult Rebbe Kveiger. It's difficult because we'll look at it inside. You'll see the words don't add up so well. It's machlokas achronim, what this Rebbe Kveiger means. And fundamentally, the Rebbe Kveiger has some fundamental problems on the most fundamental level. You'll see what he says. Before we see it inside, I want to ask you a question. Let's talk about a merpeset. You have your apartment on Collins Avenue on the 6th floor overlooking... Which side do we want to look out on?
The ocean.
Overlooking the ocean, fine. Not the bay, the ocean, right? Because Collins, right. Other side.
Not in the, right.
You're overlooking the ocean on the 6th floor and you have your little mirpeset. Now you walk, but it's mirpeset, it's not dalad amas. It's a little, just enough for, you know, you and your wife and a little coffee table. So you walk from your apartment into this small porch. So the porch is too small, so right, you're not going to put the mezuzah up. Oh, Kain the Chamudi Daniel, and he's going to say, you do have to put up a porch, but you do have to put up the mezuzah on the way to the porch, even though it's small, but it serves its porch purpose. Whatever the purpose of a porch is, it does the job. You can go out and look at the ocean, and feel the breeze. Everything a porch is supposed to do. Comes with Kveger and says, nah, don't be silly. Dalad amas, you have to have dalad amas. Not less than dalad amas. It's not chayav and mezuzah. But listen to the following svar that Rebbe Kveiger says. You don't need any mezuzah going into the porch. However, what happens when you want to come into your house? Well, you know what? There are different ways you could come into your house. You could come in from the elevator through the front door of your house. But you know what? You have a back door. A back door. I'm on the 6th floor of an apartment building on Collins Avenue. I don't have a back door. You do have a back door. Your porch, going into the living room, is a back door to your apartment. Mm-hmm. Says Rebbe Kveiger, every small room, let's say that in a different way. You have a bedroom, and the bedroom has a door from the hallway near the stairs, going up, you go up to your house, up the stairs in your house, there's a hallway, and there's a door going into your bedroom. But guess what? There's another door to go into your bedroom. From the closet into the bedroom. Therefore, says Rebbe Kveiger, even if that closet is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, even if that porch is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, you need a mezuzah going in which direction?
Into the
You need a mezuzah going
into the
right, on the right side going from the porch to the living room, or from the right side going from the closet into your bedroom. Now let's think. What did the Chalmudei Daniel say? You need a mezuzah on the right side going from the bedroom to the porch. From the bedroom into the hall, into the closet. What's Rebbe Kamager saying? You need it in the opposite direction. You don't need a mezuzah going into the small room doesn't have anything. But the room, but it's an opening, it's an entranceway, it's a corridor, it's a prose door to let you into the chaklin of your bedroom. So you need on the other side of the door. So if you'd be really firm, what would you do?
You'd put both.
What did we say during the... we spoke about this between Milcha and Ma'avna. It's probably not, some say it is, but most say it's not Baltosif because on two different sides of the door. But if we would be firm, that's what we'd be doing, right?
But even if you have two rooms that are proper size, you have to pick the room.
Correct. You know, we never have no such thing. Ever, no matter what. Ever, never, 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 never. Right? James Bond said never say never. Well, here we're going to say never. You'll never have a mezuzah on both sides of the door. You don't. You just don't. You can't. You have to figure it out, and if not, flip the coin and figure it out anyway. But that's what's going to come out. According to Chalmudei Daniel, I have to put it on the right side going into the closet, going to the porch. According to McHager, that's garbage. It has to have Dalet Amos, Dalet Amos. But coming into your room, that's where you have the room. It's a big room.
That's really equal, because if you think about it, if he says it's equal to the room, they're both employers, mezuzah, then you have to see which is used the most, which is the way you go, which way. So in that scenario, with the pet, even according to him...
According to McHager?
No,
according to Chalmudei Daniel.
Even the pet saying kosher room, if that's not your main...
Most people
would have to go out to come in. So you
go. Well, let's talk about the next point because that will sort of answer your question.
I think there should be a distinction between the merpeset that's on the sixth floor and the one that's on the first floor, because on the first floor you could walk up to that porch and then walk into your house. That makes it. But on the sixth floor, you're not going to be entering that room. That.
But when you're on the when you're sitting enjoying the wind, the breeze on
the porch to enter the house with a helicopter.
No, you're just coming into your house, aren't you? You say if when you're sitting on the porch, you enter your house through that door.
But no,
that's 12 part of the bedroom stuff.
Okay, you're entitled to say that.
A normal entrance serves the room, not the room serving. Here, the porch is serving the outside room, not the outside room serving the porch. It doesn't work that way.
I hear you, Sarah. I want to share with you a critique of this Rebbe Kveger that I heard from Rebbe Baruch Simon, one of the Rebbeim in YU. He said a very fundamental critique. Why do we say that the mezuzah has to be on the right side? Or let's rephrase that. Every door has two right sides. Why? Depends which direction you're going. When you're going this way, it's right. When you're going that way, it's right. On the other, it's the other side is right. So who said that you only do the right side going in? Because the pasuk says, "Beischa, which Chazal darshin derech bi'ascha." The way you walk in, the way you enter, is on the right side. You put it to the right side of the way you enter. So that's coming in. Otherwise, every door in the world has two right sides. If that's the case, how could you ever have a door that according to the way we're explaining Rebbe Kveger, you have to put it on the right side going in the opposite direction? Is that what we call entering? That's called exiting. It's not called entering the room. When you go from the closet, you picked out your shoes. Now you come into the room or you leave your closet?
Leaving your closet.
You're not coming into your bedroom, you're leaving your closet. Therefore, the way Rabbi Simon and I think it's a very strong svara, it's not a, you can't have an entrance on the other side. That's called backtracking. It's not called walking in. Derech bi'ascha means it always has to be the way you come in, the way you come in, the way you come in. If you're going to say that whenever you come in, the going out is also coming in just the other way, then you undermine the gzeiras hakotzah of derech bi'ascha, of coming in. Derech coming in means it's a one-way to look at any door, at traffic. And here Rebbe Kveger is saying you have to look at traffic in two ways, in the other direction. So how does that fit with the whole concept of derech biyascha, which means that there is an entrance as opposed to an exit, which is not chayiv in a mezuzah?
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.